Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I know we were smack dab in the middle of today's news, but we have a request for an official rebuttal when it comes to Jackson's lead this morning at about 6:30. That's when we normally get to our leads on this show. And to summarize, Jackson was asking about the douche move ruling. And apparently he parked in a parking lot on Friday while going to get his vape canisters. There are signs that say parking for the restaurant only. Am I correct about that, Jackson?
Correctamundo. And before we even start this, let me just say I did ask if I was a douche.
Here we go.
I'm self-realizing.
You went in the restaurant and yelled at the people who worked there because they brought a tow truck out to get your car.
Yeah, which I admitted that was douchey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you asked the question.
This is Dimitri. Good morning, Dimitri.
Good morning, Greg Hill Show. How are you guys?
What is the name? Jackson did not reveal the name of the restaurant. Would you like to?
Of course. Asperia Grill.
Okay.
Very good.
Excellent grease
yeah.
spot.
BC, like that. Yeah. BC kids go over there all the time, that area. So very good. Okay.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. They also get towed, too.
He's got an itchy trigger finger when it comes to towing.
What exactly occurred on Friday?
Okay, so the thing that occurred on Friday was Jackson came in, parked in two spots, by the way, not one. Terrible.
Oh, come on,
job.
That's not true.
Did he knock a wheel off in the process?
I mean, I don't know. It looked like the wheel was falling off already, but that's besides the point. So he proceeded to go across the street to the vape shop, whatever. That's fine. You know, I didn't call the tow truck. The tow truck happened to be parked right on the street in front of his car, and the guy was in Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
So Jackson must have been, I don't know, still half asleep at the time. I don't know what was going on. But we walked next door and told the guy with the tow truck, we said, hey, you know, if you want one, it's right there for you. And he said, sure, why not? So he went and towed him.
Okay. And is that commonly what you do because you're just trying to provide the spaces so you can stay in business?
Yeah, so we have 8 spots in our lot. If I had 30 spots, I could care less.
Yeah.
But we have 8 spots and we share it with Dunkin'. So we split a parking lot with Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
They're obviously very busy. They need the parking more than we do at certain points of the day. And he just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Wow. How does Dimitri know that Jackson's not going in the Dunkin' after he goes in the vape shop?
Jackson has been parking in our lot for years now and has never stepped into Dunkin'.
Or your restaurant.
Or my restaurant. Nope.
I've gotten food there one time.
Jackson just come over to me and said, hey, you know what? Can I just run across the street for 2 minutes to go fill up my vape canister? I would have said, Jackson, absolutely.
Right.
Go for it.
But I didn't. So here's the thing, and we'll get to what happened afterwards next. But as he was towing my car, he told me that you had the power to tell him to let it go and let me be on my way.
Yeah.
So I walked in the place, okay. And I tried to relate with you. I'm like, come on, dude. I'm a hardworking man. I can see you're a hardworking guy. I just want to go home. It's a Friday. Like, do we have to go through this? And you're like, nope. He's already here. Remember? Like,
Yeah, because I got to keep a Boston's economy running, Jackson. So well, I can't take money out of that.
Then I had to go to the ATM, and so your entire parking lot was blocked for way longer with the tow truck towing my car than it would have been if you just let me get my stupid vape stuff and get my car and be on my way.
Because he says you've been parking there for years, and the only thing that will change the behavior is maybe towing you.
Well,
right?
I haven't been there in months, and what happened? I used to go to the Doors because I liked the guy, and I used to get scratch tickets and cigarettes there, and. So I quit smoking a long time ago, so I don't go there much.
I used to go to Doors for the Diet Coke.
Dimitri.
Oh, no, I went there for booze on Fridays after work sometimes, definitely.
Dimitri, can you tell us, without swearing, what exactly Jackson did say to you when he walked in?
The second time, when I walked in after the car was towed.
Which time, first or second?
Second time. The first time, I was nice, right? I was pissed off because my car was getting towed.
Yeah, the first time you were nice. The second time you came in, it was, wow, you're a bleep, 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 bleep.
Really?
That's what I heard.
Oh, wow. Well, because you had the power to let the guy let me go, and you refused that power, and so I was admittedly pissed off. I do apologize for swearing in front of your elderly mother, but...
Jackson!
Well, I did not see her when
Jackson,
I walked in.
That was a big no-no, Jackson.
I know. I understand. I understand you being pissed about that.
Yeah.
When I did come in, I said,
you look older than her, so...
Did he say where he worked?
I think you might need to go for a jog, not for a run to the vape shop.
But Dimitri could have been a good guy and said, all right, he's only in there 5 minutes. Let
it's
me give the kid
business.
A break.
He starts swearing.
Yeah, when it's been over the last couple years, constantly parking,
and when it's
never
not,
being a patron in any of the businesses, would you have been a good guy?
No, he wouldn't.
I thought Doors might have been part of that building. Too.
Oh yeah,
but it doesn't say it on the sign, so you are right.
Dimitri, did he say where he worked?
He did not say where he worked. Okay. No.
All right. I mean, if it's been over,
he didn't try to big time. No. So that, you know, I'll give him credit for that.
If it's been over years and years and you never went in there to get a gyro,
he's gaming the system. He never went in and got a euro.
Right, go in there, maybe grab something.
Probably never
got. And he never got towed before. This was the first time.
You were actually saving him money for the last couple of years, which is nice.
Correct. Right. See, look at that. See?
Well, Jackson maybe didn't fill in the whole story then on his details.
No, that's not true. I told you
Jackson.
That.
Well, I didn't know you never, like, went in there and got, like, you know, some chips or something.
Go over today, Jackson. Get some, like, spanakopita.
Ooh,
there you go.
Me too.
Exactly.
That's my favorite.
Get some hummus.
Exactly. Yep.
And
come and get a gyro, come and get a spanakopita, and then go get your vape, and guess what? We're best buds. We're good to go.
And here's the thing, is for years, Jackson, Dimitri did you a solid and didn't tow your car.
Well, I didn't know
how...
So
you went in there swearing at him in front of his mom.
I didn't see his mom there, so I'm sorry about that.
If you start swearing in a public place and you don't look around, it's on you, bud.
Curtis, come on. Earlier off the air, you told me that you had to deal with tow trucks all the time. And it's
right,
a, bitch, it's a pain in the ass.
When I was at 315 Foster Street, I didn't have parking. And I had several instances where I parked the car. But guess what? I was young, dumb, and stupid. I made those mistakes.
Well,
I was
dumb,
wrong.
Stupid.
And we didn't know, like,
you learn from the mistakes you make.
Well, and then, like I said, I just tried to go in there and, you know, try to get some humanity out of you by saying, you know, this could have been all avoided if you said, all right, let down, just don't do it again and don't be a jerk. And, like, here's a euro. But,
dude, so you should get free?
No, not free.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, I would have been very grateful and absolutely patronized your spot.
Can you not get a vape canister at Costco?
No, you cannot.
Oh, you can't?
No. And I was in this store for literally 3 minutes, and I didn't even get what I wanted at the vape store, so it was a wasted trip.
Yeah,
Jackson, I was on your side. I'm going to have to jump on Dimitri's side because I didn't know that he's never told you before.
He's never told me before.
Right. And he's seen you, and he's kind of giving you a pass.
Dimitri sounds like a pretty good guy.
Yes, he does.
He's a listener to the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Right. I tried a bit.
Dimitri, I thank you very much for listening to the show, and thanks for clearing this up.
Absolutely. You guys are the best. Thanks for bringing me up, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, if I said I was Jackson from WEI, would have you given me a break?
I think he's gone.
Would I have given you a break? No, I would have told the guy to drive away with your car.
Excellent. Okay, good. Just making sure you have principles.
Dimitri sounds like a pretty good guy.
Very good guy.
That's the thing about a story.
Just trying to make a buck.
Yeah, no, he definitely sounds like a
The way you described it in the beginning was like a crotchety old man
who was
angry at the world. This guy seems...
Yeah. Well, he seemed very angry at the world when I went in there. Because before I even said anything, he goes, no.
When you went in there swearing in his restaurant in front of his patrons and his mama?
No, that was after the car got towed. It was when the car was still on the tow truck in the parking lot, I went in to see if maybe he might give me a break. Because the tow truck guy said it's all the power of this guy.
And he said he's given you a pass before.
No, he hasn't given me a pass.
Well,
he said he's not towed my car before.
But he's seen you go in. That's giving you a pass.
Yeah, he's not towed you before. He's like, oh, Jackson's parked there before. I've seen this guy park here, and I've never said, hey, if you want one, go get one. So he's given you a pass before.
All right, back to the news.
Back to the news, and you got to just kill people with kindness.
Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have done the second part, but the first part, you know.
Patronize the store and you ain't got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But, you know, we're living in a society here, man.
Antonio Brown was briefly detained in Miami over the weekend for firing shots at a boxing event. So it happened Friday night, and then Brown, video went everywhere.
Yeah, did you see that video?
But then Brown went on social media, went on X on Saturday morning, said that he was attending the boxing event Friday night when several people tried to rob him. So that's when he fired shots.
Oh. Okay.
But I mean, you send people into a panic when they hear a gun go off.
Right.
It doesn't really matter.
Was it Florida?
It was in Florida.
Yeah, you say they were jumping him. I guess you got the right to defend yourself. You try to rob him, and they were booting him in the head.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had my biscuit on me, too, would be shots being rang out.
Yeah. Okay. And speaking of Florida, we're going to stay there for the next story.
Okay.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of
Come to Miami.
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns.
On WEEI.
Oh, they don't close Florida.
244 people were arrested on human trafficking related offenses over the weekend, and our guy Grady Judd made the announcement. The human trafficking sting happened after a sweeping 9-day undercover operation dubbed Fool Around and Find Out, which I love.
Okay.
Sheriff Judd said the operation also identified 4 potential human trafficking victims and arrested 11 child predators who solicited minors online. We have a bit of Grady Judd audio.
Right. One of the
question for our listeners, which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Prostitutes appeared to be a man dressed as a woman.
Correct.
Which Grady Judd was commenting on.
When he walks in, you think, well, I have set up a deal with an ugly woman. And I think you would all agree that this guy's an ugly woman, right?
244 people, though. That's a good sting.
Right.
He's always nabbing people. Right. Like, he's good.
So it's like hey, you want a little hanky-panky, meet me at the hotel room?
Yeah.
Sure, boom.
Yep. We have a Mother of the Year candidate.
Greg Hill Show is proud to present
Mommy.
Mom.
Today's nominee.
Welcome to my world.
For Mother of the Year.
Bring your mom, get her lit up.
Whoa, your mother must dance at the nicest strip club in town.
Hi, what's up?
It's a double whammy
what
here.
What is the origin of the Dale drop? Bring your mother and get her lit up?
I don't know where that comes from. I don't know.
Two women were arrested in Arizona after leaving four kids under the age of five in an unlocked car alone so they could go to the bar for a couple of hours. Police also found a large bag of weed in their car. We can hear some of the body cam recording of people finding the kids in the car.
Found her going up and down here. She took us to the car.
Yeah, one's sleeping on the right and the other one's...
Oh, there is two of them in there.
Seriously.
Your kids have been here for hours.
Hours?
Hours.
Where have you been?
I went in and goes to the bathroom.
Really? Because we got a call about 45 minutes ago from people walking around saying they saw your daughter running around in the parking lot, no parents around.
Well, when I was looking through the car to find, like, any ID in the glove box, popped it open, there's a bag of weed in the glove box.
Yeah.
So those kids have been in the car for how long with weed? Just, they could have easily accessed that as well.
Jesus.
So it's very
M-A-Z
weird.
Too, right?
Yeah, they haven't released the names of these people in any body cam video. Their faces are blurred, which is interesting, but they're facing multiple charges, as they should. The kids should be taken away from
them.
Yeah,
they should lose the kids.
Yeah. No. Yep.
Why do they have kids? Like, what? It's...
That's how it works, Curtis. It's the most mind-blowing thing ever. People who want kids, good people who struggle to have kids, can't have kids. And then you got these jack wagons popping out six and seven kids,
You
know, from five or six different baby daddies. And Next thing you know, this is what you get.
Yeah. Awful.
It's crazy. We're going to end with how creepy is it?
The Greg Hill Morning Show presents...
You think I am a creepy guy?
How creepy is it?
It was probably the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Can I put the camera in the lady toilet?
And it's kind of creepy, which is nice.
Back up, you creep.
Austin police are looking for a man who indecently assaulted a woman over the weekend. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, there are photos of this man. A woman entered her home in the North End after a night out. The man was inside and is accused of licking her feet.
Jesus.
As she entered?
As she entered.
Oh. So he was like on the ground,
correct.
Ready
that
to...
That is correct.
Ready to lick her feet when she arrived.
This makes the Boston College tickler
Look
like child's play. Like licking the foot is awful.
I mean, That is a foot fetish that is out of control.
Yeah. We have one woman in the area, Lynn Bova, on BZ.
He grabs her leg and she turns and he started licking her feet. And then he books it and then he runs down the street. He drops his phone. He goes back to get his phone and then he books it down the street again.
Mm.
Oh, Jesus. God. Disgusting.
That is disgusting.
That's why vestibules scare me so much.
Oh, they do?
Well, They do. Well,
like, is that like an alleyway?
No, it's like the entrance to your apartment or home. Like a lot of apartments in the North End or in Southie have a vestibule where, you know, there's multiple apartments that you it's the room you enter before you enter your apartment.
The hallway.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, there's creepy spots.
All right. Well, hopefully they catch him.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's a clear shot of his face. Someone's got to know him.
All right, Courtney, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is today's news. And here is Courtney with what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics were eliminated on Friday as the Knicks took care of them easily in Game 6, 119-81 the final. After the loss, it did come out that Jaylen Brown was playing with a partial meniscus tear. Here's Brown on losing to New York.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have that prepared.
Okay. We had a Game 7 yesterday. The Thunder moves on to the Western Conference Finals with a 125-93 win over the Nuggets. So the stage is set for the next round. The Thunder will take on the Timberwolves in the West, while the Knicks take on the Pacers in the East. The Red Sox fell to the Braves 10-4 at Fenway yesterday, but not without a Rafi Devers grand slam. This coming off his first walk-off homer on Saturday. So a good weekend for Devers despite Sunday's loss. Now, the Sox have started working out Christian Campbell at first base. Here's Alex Cora on that from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
It's not easy. We're taking a chance here. Like, you know, all this talk about this guy should play first, this and that. I can give you five examples why it didn't work the last 5 years, you know? We were actually talking about, like, hopefully we're up 15 and we can put him at first, or hopefully not, but, you know, we're down 10 and he can go to first and get a few reps, you know? But we'll get there, and when we get there, there's not a commitment, you know? There's kind of like introducing the position to the kid.
That kid they had there yesterday, what's his name, Toro? Is that his name? He made some nice plays at first base.
Boy, do they suck. God, do the Red Sox suck.
You know, Curtis, they are a couple games under 500, and you added to this team, and you are really not much better than you were last season. I understand it's early, but at some point...
Can we stop baby Pedro?
Oh, he got shellacked.
Can we just stop with that?
He was actually... He's been actually pretty good.
He has.
But he got shellacked. I was like, at one point in time, I was like, all right, I think they were down maybe 6-4, and I'm like, maybe you might want to take him out here.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Cora left him in there, but yeah, he what did he give up 7 runs?
Mm-hmm. He stinks.
Well, kickstart your summer with a Nissan. These offerings are going fast at the Nissan Summer Sales Event. Shop your local Nissan store, NissanUSA.com today. The guys have a home series with the Mets starting tonight. 6:45, first pitch. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:45 for the MassMutual pregame show. In the NHL, it's Panthers Hurricanes in the East and Oilers Stars in the West. And Scottie Scheffler won the PGA Championship at 11 under. It was Scottie's first PGA Championship in third major win.
Heads up, tomorrow I will be playing the same irons that are played by Scottie Scheffler, my new TaylorMades. So hopefully I get a little luck there tomorrow. The match at noon at Granite Links. You're welcome to come. I just heard from Walter over there, and he's got a bunch of people carriers, you know, the six-person golf carts. So we're, you know, take your lunch break, join us noon. I think we're going to tee off on the Milton 9 tomorrow, Curtis.
Ooh, bougie.
So we'll see what happens. It is me and Shime, Amano, as some are calling it, the Battle of the Bulge. I don't appreciate that, but we will be ready to go tomorrow. And hopefully we're going to be live on Twitch as well, as long as we can figure that out. So we'll have the whole entire match, the match, 9 holes, a duel to the finish tomorrow on Twitch.
And let love bloom in a brand new 2025 Subaru. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
And Greg, first time caddying since I was 17 at Woodland. So I am ready to go. Shime and I are a pretty good duo. I don't know if you and Jackson are going to survive the 9 holes together.
Yeah. Where's Jackson going to park at Granite Links?
Right up front, probably.
55 degrees in Boston, afternoon high of 62.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.